Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 7. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Endure hardship with us, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. Let's pray. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word, O God, to us. Lord, let your word bring hope and joy and healing and deliverance and comfort and aid and support to your people, O God, who are serving you, who are living their life unto you, Lord. Lord, you help them and support them and strengthen them, Lord, to go on and do your work and your will. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Master. Lord, you help me to deliver your message. Make the message clear and put words, O God, and arrange it so that it will suit the need and it will go according to thy will. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul wrote this letter to his spiritual son Timothy. That is one of the last letters that Paul he wrote, and after that he died. He taught his son, his spiritual son, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He reminded him that life is difficult and tough. Serving the Lord, certain time it will be accompanied by much opposition and trials and hardship. Work of devil, work of false brothers, work of enemies who try to oppose the truth. And he told him, be strong in the grace. Trust the Lord and trust his grace. Certain time we want to do certain things for the Lord. We want to serve God. We want to live our life unto him. But the trial that we are facing, the opposition, the quantity and the task that we have to achieve is beyond our capacity, is beyond our resources, is more than what we have from time, money, and effort or man power. And for all that to overcome, we need to be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. My brother, my spiritual children, be strong. My son, my daughter, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Stand firm and trust him. Stand firm and pray in the Spirit. All kind of prayer. Stand firm and look unto him who endured hardship. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus and live your life unto him. Paul, he give Timothy here four type of professions. These professions, they have certain characters and qualities, and God, he want to see these qualities in each and every one of us life. He want to see these qualities in you, because that is the way that you will be effective and fruitful in your calling unto God. Verse 2, he told Timothy, remind him, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Paul is asking Timothy here to be a good teacher. How he can be a good teacher? How you can be a good teacher? But beforehand, what is the peculiar character of the teacher? The character of the teacher, he is specific, he is to the point, he is more precise. People, they want to live anyway, anything, whatever you can, whatever you wish, it is up to you. But the Bible and the Word of God does not teach these things. And the teacher is the one who makes things clear, and he defines sin. He defines the thing that God wants us to do. And he defined clearly the requirement of God. How you can be a teacher? The first things that qualify you to be a teacher, first you need to obey the Word of God. You need to live the Word of God. You need to practice it. First you know the Word. First you know the will of God, and then you live it and you practice it. And then you need to know the Word of God. You need to read the Bible. And that's what I say always. I ask, are you reading your Bible? And how you read your Bible? From cover to cover, page by page, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, book by book, right from the beginning to the end of the Bible. Every day, yes, that is our spiritual food that God had given to us, the Word of God in the Bible. You are called to live the Word of God, so the other they will learn by seeing your example. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. We need to follow Christ so the people, they can see Christ in us, and they will follow our example as we follow the example of Christ. He said to him, the things you had hear me say in the presence of many witnesses. Who are those witnesses? And what he want to tell to Timothy, Paul? The witnesses are the body of Christ who agree with the teaching of Paul. He is saying to Timothy, that teaching that me and the church and the body of the church agree, this teaching you follow and entrust to reliable men. What he's saying to him, we cannot change the Word of God. You cannot change the teaching. You need to change yourself, and you need to teach the people the same way. He said to him, what you receive, don't change it, and entrust it to reliable men. Here, the other point, you need to be a reliable person who receive the Word of God and put the Word of God in practice. You need to be a reliable person, because the reliable person will be able to teach others. So we need not only to know and to live the Word of God here, we need also to find out a reliable people. We need to evangelize and we need also to disciple those who believe in Christ and those who accept the message. We need to disciple them and teach them, and they'll be the next generation to preach and go and make disciples. And that is the way the word of God will pass from generation to generation. Every generation must be disciplined with the word of God, so the truth will pass unto the next generation. He said to him, "The thing that you hear me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men." It is not only enough to receive, but we have to entrust to reliable people. We have to find out. We have to have discernment. We have to pray. We have to see God. How to entrust the teaching and the ministry to a reliable people who will be later on able to entrust it to a reliable people as well. The first profession that Paul challenged Timothy to be a teacher, and that is a challenge also for you. A second profession that Paul challenged Timothy with is to be a soldier. He said to him, "Endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus." He's telling to him, we are suffering in this life. We are suffering to keep the truth. We are suffering to teach the people. We are suffering to stand firm. He's telling him, as we suffer, you please endure hardship with us. Ministry and doing the work of God is not an easy matter. We need to endure hardship. We need to stand firm. The life of soldier is not an easy life. It's isolation, it's traveling, it's exposure to danger and living in outside and away from the family and the lovely one, living outside where will be suffering and threats. And that is the life that certain time we may face as we walk with Christ and serve Him. The message today is to move outside the comfort zone. We have not to trust ourselves, but to trust the grace of God. That is moving outside the comfort zone. When there's a time we trust ourselves, we trust our money, our effort, our strength, our talents, but now time has come, we need to trust the grace of God. We need to move outside the comfort zone to live and to be a teacher and to live a life that attracts others to Christ. And we need to live outside the comfort zone to endure hardship, to endure suffering, to endure ministry as a good soldier of Christ. Verse 4, "No one serving as a soldier get involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer." That soldier, he wants to please his master. And our master is the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to please him. That is our goal and aim. We should not get involved in civilian affair. What is civilian affair? Worldliness, parties, luxurious life, wasting our time and effort and money in here and there and moving just to enjoy life. That is civilian affair. That is worldliness. That is the lust of the eyes and the craving of the sinful nature of man. That is civilian affair. Civilian affair also is involved in competition and fighting and quarreling and try to get more, or jealousy or strife. every now and then there'll be some conflict, but we need to be aware. We should not allow conflict to absorb us, to suck our emotion and feelings and time and effort and prayer and take us away from the right track. Civilian affair, work of politics, manipulation, work of devil, a human competition for power, all are civilian affair, and we need to be aware of all these things. Around Jesus there were Pharisees, and around me and around you are Pharisees, evildoers, those who even claim that they are serving the Lord, but they are politicians, manipulative. Be away from them. You have nothing to do of them. We have to be careful. We should not get involved in civilian affair. Many, they even serve the Lord with a wrong motive. But we should discern that and be away from them. The second profession that he challenged Timothy and you and me is to be a good soldier, to endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ. The third profession is to be an athlete. Similarly, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rule. What are the characters of the athletes? Athletes living with a discipline. They are living under strict training. They cannot eat any type of food. They have certain food to eat. They have certain regime to follow for diet and food. They need to wake up early. They have to run, and they have to practice certain hours. They have to sleep certain hour and certain time. That's the same for us. Christian life dictates on us to be like an athlete. Life of prayer, waking up early, praying. Life of fasting, discipline of reading the word, controlling our temper, controlling our emotion, controlling our talk and our tongue. All this is a strict training and the requirement for us. We need to be in discipline. We are waiting for the Lord to come, and He will reward us with the crown of life. We will not receive that unless we stand firm and follow the discipline that the Word of God dictates to us. Amen. That must be clear to you. The Lord wants us to live in a discipline of prayer, of fasting, of reading the Bible, of tithing our income, of evangelizing, of living a good testimony, of forgiving. These are the things that we have to keep in our life. We have to keep the family. We have to care for the family. We have to care for the local church and the congregation that God had put us and entrust to us. That is where Paul reminding Timothy that he wants him to be an athlete. Paul say in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Verse 8, now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed to His appearing. He does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Paul competes according to the rule, and he's reminding Timothy he need to live his life, and we need to live, and you need to live your life according to the word of God, and these are the rules. Then we will receive the victor's crown. There are rules for every game, even when the players are angry or upset, but they have to keep the rule, otherwise they will be disqualified from the prize that's await for them. The fourth profession that Paul challenged Timothy in the word of God challenges today is the hard-working farmer. The farmer is the one who work hard to plow the ground, to prepare it, and it's very hard work. Especially at that time there was no machine. Even this time there are machine, but still it's a hard work to prepare the ground. And the farmer is to put all his money to arrange for the seed. And then he put the seed in the ground. All what he has is under the ground. And then he need to wait. He need to wait for the rain to come. And he need to wait for it to grow. And he need to wait and wait upon it and protect it and water it until it will give the crop. We, as a servant of the Lord, and we are living our life unto Him, we are hard-working farmer. We are sowing in this life. But as the farmer, he is the first one to receive the share of the crop, we also, we will be rewarded. Your hard work, your patience, and you are waiting upon God, you are doing the right things, sowing and waiting patiently will be rewarded fully like the farmer. And you will receive the blessing, the spiritual as well as the material blessing. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. The Lord will make things clear to you. The Lord will assure you, the Lord will help you to comply with His word, and I pray that this word, it will reach you on time, and you will be upholded with the grace of God to live in discipline, to live according to the rule, to endure hardship, to work hard, to entrust what you learn and what you receive to a reliable people, and you will receive a share of the crop. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word to us. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. Lord, strengthen everyone who hear the message and those who are struggling. Lord, let your grace uphold them and raise them up and support them in their life and service unto you, Lord. Lord, as they are praying, everyone, O God, listen to his prayer, Lord. And that heart that was touched by the message, Lord, reward him and support him and strengthen him. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. Lord, take care of your people, O God. Take care of your servant who serve you. And uphold them with your grace. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.